From England to here. 34th.
Yeah.
This is the 40th was
New York.
34th. Okay. Okay, so first, Zeh Kadushmas Avi Mori, Yaakov Yisrael Pintas, Zeh Kadushmas, Daniel Shreinu, Vas Yeshua Fala. Okay, Rabosai, before we begin, those that are here in the Beis Medrash, we have a Baruch Hashem, a nice crowd today. This is a special occasion that we're giving the Shir tonight. And this is the 34th Yortzeit, Mr. Joseph Miller, who was tragically killed in the bombing of an airplane coming from England to New York, 1988. And we have his son and grandchildren and nephew and here tonight in commemoration of this Yortzeit. Those that went to Shalavim, right? They have a Joseph Miller, what is it? A Beis Medrash dedicated in his memory. And you know, and the Torah that we learn, you know, tonight, but every you know, all the time should be, you know, the Eloi Nishmaso. And with that, we're going to have a minyan for Maariv afterwards. And we thank the family for sponsoring tonight's shir and Rav and everyone who's here. So we thank the Rav for hosting this occasion. And it should be Eloi of the Neshama of yeah, you could good publicity for the Malav Malka. Okay, so the topic of tonight, I mean, tonight is a continuation of where we're holding. It's not like we picked it out tonight. It has to be a timely topic of which side should you face when you're davening Shmona Esrei in Shul, when very often Mizrach is in one place and the Aron Kodesh is in a different place. Which, where's Mizrach in this shul? Is where? Here. Oh, so this shul. So this side has it. This side has it. Right.
Well, where the Ram is sitting, you know, Mizrach and the Aron are in different directions because you're so far down there. But it's still a question.
You mean if I would be?
Is this direction?
If you're sitting where Rabbi Sani is sitting, the Aaron is this way and Mizrach is this
right,
way.
Right. But if it, see, some people have this idea to face the Aaron even if they're inside of the shul. I don't know if it's the sheet of facing the Aaron means face the Aaron, meaning the direction where the Aaron is. Because if you're to the right of Aaron, I don't know if there's an Indian you should ask. You have to realize one nakuda that people don't realize. The Tosefta in Megillah, Shachter pointed out that the way a shul is supposed to be built, really lechatchila, Shachter pointed out Tosefta in Megillah, is that the entrance should be in the Ma'ariv, and so you, in other words, the entrance really should be in the back of the shul, and you go in and you face the Aron Kodesh. So. L'chadchila, so the entrance is the back. And the Aron Kodesh, say you're supposed to face Midrach. So the Aron Kodesh is Midrach, and the opening to the shul is in the Ma'arav. And that's the, but logistically, it can't always work. You understand? Like, in other words, if the door would be over there, right, but that really means this direction. Right, so in other words, Dumyut, like Rav Shachter pointed out, Dumyut that it was in the Mikdash, you know, with the opening was, but, you know, life, you know, something has to give, you know, sometimes. You know, you can't have everything 100%. So, but that's really what the Tosefta speaks about, is the opening is in the Ma'ariv, and the Aron is in the Mizrach, and then that's how you, but the question is, but what if the, a lot of times the shuls, the opening is in the back, but the opening can be in the south, and then the Aron is in the north. You understand? But it still has that, the kuda of the opening in the back and the Aron right direct. but it's not Mizrach. So does that have a, you know, so there are different shitas of, I once asked Rav David Feinstein his opinion on this matter. And he told me that to face the Aron, even if the Aron is not in the Mizrach, not everyone agrees with that. We'll see the different shitas in the poskim. This always was a big discussion in YU, especially in the old base medrash, where, you know, but say, for example, the Gluck Shul, that has it, the opening is in the back, even though it might not be Mizrach, but the opening is in the back. That's the Nakuda they have. And the other Bote Medrash, the opening is in on the side or in the front. You know, you have different. Okay, so we'll have to figure out what how everything. And there's more than one shiur, so you can come back. This is where you can listen on Zoom or online to hear the rest of this topic, because it's not a one night thing.
And Gluck opens the back, or the front of the, it's behind the.
The opening is in the front of the.
Okay, which is.
It's also no. The ideal is that would be the opening would be in the.
So Klein.
Yeah, the Klein. Well, yeah, Klein based medrash or the Shank Shul all has the opening in the. In the back. So the question is, but what if there's a conflict between? So the ideal would be the opening would be in the back, and the Aron is in the front, and that's Mizrach too. So you have everything. That would be the ideal. But in life, not everything's ideal. So we have to figure out how to put it all together. So the Gemara here on page 1 in the Flamed Amud Aleph speaks about the different places where you should daven. Tana Rabbanan Suma, Mishayinu Yochel Chavin Asaruchos Yichavin Libo Koneged Aviv Shebashamayim. A blind person, he doesn't know where he is, so he doesn't know which way. So he just has in mind Koneged Aviv Shebashamayim. If you're right, so you face Eretz Yisrael. Right, so Shenem is Paul Hashem derech ha'ir Asher b'charto hayomid Yerushalayim. Chavin is libo keneged beis hamikdash. Shenem is Paul al bayis hazeh hayomid beis hamikdash. So all these different, and then he speaks about the, okay, Kodesh Kodoshim, etc. Okay, so it seems we see there's an inyan of being mechaven libo or facing the Eretz Yisrael, facing the Mokam HaMikdash. But then we have another Gemara on Chaf Hei Amid Beis in. Masechta Bava Basra on page 4. Amar Rav Yitzchak Harotzei Sheyachim, the person wants to get Chochma, Yadrim, so he should face the south. If you want to become a Chochma, you face the south. Sheyashir, if he wants to become rich, Yatzpin, he should face the north. So the shulchan represents parnasa, the lechem aponim, etc. So that's you know having monetary success. So the shulchan was in the tzafon. So if you want to do well financially, face the north. Umenorah, and if you want to have chachma. The menorah represents chokhma, right? That's the, you know, near mitzvah Torah or menorah represents chokhma. So menorah bedarim. Rabbi Shu ben Levi omer olam yadrim shemitoshim schake mitzasher. Become a chokhma, then you'll figure out how to become an usher. So nemar orach yomim b'vinyas solo usher v'chover. Rabbi Shu ben Levi omer shechina b'mariv. So, but Rav Shmuel Levi says Shechina is b'marif. So shouldn't you face the Shechina? So the Mitzadei, that's Dudei. So Rashi says, Ma'at l'tzadorim. In other words, so he says like this, that really, the way Rashi explained the Gemara is you face the Shechina. Eretz Yisrael, the Shechina, wherever you are in the world. Wherever you are in the world. But and this idea to do Dorom is that you just, Rashi says, you tilt a little to the to the Dorom. But basically you're facing Mairav or Mizrach or whatever wherever the Shechina is, where it's Israel. And then this added thing of getting Osher or Chochmo thing, so then you like your head could be, but basically you're still facing the, wherever it is, the Shechina or the Eretz Yisrael or whichever one you should be facing. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. But if you look in the Sman, the Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol, that's one of the Chashuva Sfarim. So page 5 is look on page 6. Gersina Babasra Atundi Asvin Litsipuna Dart Israel Adrimu. Right? The people who are in the north of Eretz Israel, they should face the south. Vanu Yoshim Bimara Eretz Israel, Umchavin Lim Mizuch, Kinegda. Avopido Marma Harotsa Shayach Gim Yadrim, Shayasha Yatspin.
So he says the opposite of Rashi. Because Rashi Shita is, we have two Gemaras. We have one Gemara facing Eretz Yisrael, facing Shechina, and then there's other Gemara saying different things you face different ways. So what do you do? Obviously here, so Rashi Shita is the main thing, your main body is facing the Mizrach or the Shechina, whatever Eretz Yisrael. And then you want to get in Dorum, you want to get in Tzofon, You give a little, tilt that way. But that's a Rashi. But the Smag says, no. You should face Dorum or Tzofon or wherever. And then the little tilt is to Mizrach. In other words, not like what Rashi says, that your Iker body is to Mizrach, and then you're tilting a little to the Dorum or to the Tzofon, but rather your Iker body is to the if you want to yachim yashrim, so that would be your ikar body, but then letzade ponov. I mean, you and it's not sure you letzade ponov. There's a lot of times you see people just they tilt their whole body, but that's not for what it means to tilt. You see people tilting. Tilt means that you means like this. Your body is this way, but your head is a little bit in that the other direction, but not your whole body being in the other direction.
Sorry, what does Yadrim mean? Like to go south or to face south or
face south? To face south. To face south. So the question is, when you have that, contradiction, which you always will have if you want to be face the north. So which would be the Iker? Should the Iker be Eretz Yisrael, and then your machzipanov klape the Dorum and the Tzofon, or is it the Iker to face the Dorum and the Tzofon and to be tilt your head to Mizrach? So that's the machlokes here between the Rishonim and the Poskim discuss this machlokes. The Beis Yosef on page 8. Because first he says on page 8 in the second line on the right side, Bi Rashi Pirish the Mitzadeh that's Dudi Ma'at Latzad Hadar. Masher Shapon of Kalapi Mizra, who Mitzadeh. Lapidarum. So how is he learning? Rashi. In other words, the Iker is that, was it Panov or it's a, your body's clapping Mizrach? Because the way the Smag was reading it is the opposite. But what is Mitzad Tzedudi? Is that it did in the head or it just? He calls it Kevin Ashkenaz Mitzad Tzedudi Mahani. Yishlo Moshav Nispal Klapir Tzofen Odorim. The Sagi Sheyitzad Panov Klapir Eretz Yisrael. Right. So Chor Tzedin and Panov. So that's the question. So Rash, so that's the Vchekas of Smak. So that's the question. Which should you, which should be the Iker of your body and which is the Tafel? So the Smag learns it's interesting that this halacha is the ikar of where your body is facing, and then the tzadi pan of Eretz Yisrael. So those are the two different opinions. And let's see how it says in Shulchan Aruch, page 9. So in halacha base. In other words, you could face the other ruchos, the Machaber is saying. So who's the Machaber saying, like the Rashi or the Smak? Well, the smog. He's saying like the smog, that really you face the other ruchos for other reasons, of Ashiris or Chochma or this, and then you just have to tilt your head to Eretz Yisrael. But the body is basically to the other ruchos. And what does the Rambam say? So the Mechaber says, "Mispal al ruach b'shar ruchos yatepano of l'tzad Eretz Yisrael." Right, and then he writes, "Ve'enosim hagav anu machzirim panenu l'mizrach." So again, the Mechaber says in Mispal al Ruach Mishar Ruchos Yata Panav Lutzad Eretz Yisrael in Bechutz Laretz. So if he's Mispal to a different Ruach, he should still Mutzad Panav Eretz Yisrael. But is the Ramah agreeing or disagreeing? The first glance at the end, he seems to be saying the same thing. Because he's saying, Harotz al-Hashir yatzbin al-Hach kim yadrim mikol mokom yitzad ipan of l'mizrach, which is Eretz Yisrael, assumably. Yitzad ipan of l'mizrach. And that's what seemingly the Chaber is saying. We'll see if everyone learns this way.
At the beginning of the Ramah, isn't he saying different from the Mechaber? He's saying that you should, I don't know if I want to say a lashon lit hatchila, but
Mizrach, they shanu yoshim b'marav Yisrael.
That it should always be and then he says in the Mechaber at the end, if you want to face a difference, so then just put your face to Mizrach, the Panav.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. Now, if you look at the Magen Avraham, he writes, so the minhag is to put the Aron in the Mizrach. Afil kovo heichel b'tzad acher, yispal l'mizrach. So the Knesset Gedolah says you should always daven yispal l'mizrach, even if the Aron is in a different location. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Oh. So there is a tshuva, where, and this Magen Avraham is coming from the Knesset Gedolah. You can see here on page 11. He says at the bottom left, last four lines, if you should tzorach l'spal l'mizrach, nogum v'o heichel shem sifrei tar b'sochem b'kosel mizrach. Right, as long as it's on the Mizrach front. Me a few kovel heichel b'kosel achet, tzorach l'spal l'achzeh panav l'mizrach. So it could be, it's interesting. You see, if you look in the Magen Avraham, it says Yispal l'mizrach, right? Even if the Aron Kodesh is not in the Mizrach. If you look in the Knesset Gedolah, he says something different. He says, if they a few kovel heichel b'koysel acher, tzorach l'mispal l'hachse pan of the Mizrach. He doesn't say you should dive into the Mizrach. You see, the Magen Avraham left out two important words that l'chora could change what the whole thing means. Because if you just read the Magen Avraham, it's much where you mispal l'mizrach. It means you face l'mizrach, you forget where the Aron Kodesh is. But if you're looking at the source of the Magen Avraham, is this Knesset HaGdolah, he doesn't say, forget the Aron Kodesh. He says, no, you're facing the Aron Kodesh. Oh. Just mas l'panav l'mizrach. So you're facing the Aron. It's not like your whole body is to Mizrach. You're facing the Aron Kodesh, and then you want to get in Mizrach, so you tilt your head a little bit to Mizrach. This is very misleading. If you just look in the Magen Avraham himself, he says Lachen Kovim Mehechel B'Mizrach Vil Kovu Hechel B'Tzad Achem Yispal L'Mizrach. You won't get that pshat. And that's who he's quoting from. So it's not pshat that the Magen Avraham means to argue with this. It's just the Magen Avraham was very, you know, he didn't have too much paper, they say, right? So he was very short, you know.
Concise.
So he just said that. But I don't know how anyone's going to figure out what he really meant unless you have the source. That's why today you have the Friedman Shulchan Aruch. You can find anything. But the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, you can find out what anything is. It used to be, it was very hard to find, because you wouldn't tell you what the Makaris were. They would say Knesset Gedolah, so go find a Tshuva Sarashpa. But now, the Friedman Shulchan Aruch tells exactly where the Tshuva Sarashpa is. So that's why that's very kedai. You know, but I think this Magen Avraham gives you you know, he was just writing very, it was notes, you know, basically. So you could get and that's, we'll see now, the tshuva of the Netziv. The Meshiv Dover, page 12. We know that Netziv wrote a famous parish on Kovish, and then he wrote a parish on the Chiltos. Like Rav Shechter said, he made the Shiltos famous, as Rav Shechter pointed out, because he wrote a parish on the Shiltos. The Chumash was famous before the Netziv, but the Shiltos, you know, wasn't as. Rabbi Tendler was one of the few Rabbanim in the world who would learn Shiltos with his Baal HaBatim. You know, was Shiltos is a halacha sefer on the Seder of the. Of Parshas HaShavua, But it was just the first Sefer, was pointed out by many, that was written after the Shas, after the Gemara. But I don't know, somehow, and the fact that Tziv wrote this Perish, and everyone likes this Perish, and it makes things interesting, so then the Shultas became a known entity. But still, most Rabbanim didn't teach Balabat and Shultas on Friday night. You know, Rabbi Temler, that's all, he did that. Oh, so let's see the tshuva here of the Tziv. It's on a sharp line. It's here on page 12, and the tshuva begins on page 13. So let's see what it says. Yesh harbe bate knesia shalahem shaheichal kavua bedorim. There's a lot of shuls where the aron is in the south. Yesh bate knesia shaheichal kavua bemizrach. Kedin. Olam b'das ha-gaboim lo'achrom kobo. So the gaboim wanted to take it away from its place, relocate the aron. This way they could expand it, they could get, you know, more money. And there was a church there. So if they're going to move it, it'll be a problem with the facing the church. So could they do that? But he's going to, main part of the tshuva is he's going to discuss Stam, what he's supposed to do when the Aron Kodesh is not in the Mizrach. So he says, Hinei l'spal atzad Mizrach shul Eretz Yisrael v'Yishalayim t'ibon v'sikona b'mheira v'yameinu hu halacha psuka. It's halacha in the Gemara. Ha'pi b'raisa b'rocha sayomid b'chutzla yizchavim libo k'ar Eretz Yisrael. So it's halacha psuka. And then let's skip a little on page, go on to now the left column. And then he says, Mucha mistama de Brice, the Tzarech l'spal l'tzad Mizrach. Well, Ab, what about the Gemara Bava Basra? It says that Shechina, that you mispal either to Mairov or Shechina b'Mairov, or you mispal to Neged Dorum, Sophon. But that Gemara Bava Basra doesn't say Eretz Yisrael. It either says Shechina b'Mairov, wherever you are, Shechina's b'Mairov. Or, you know, you want to get rich, this, that. It doesn't mention Eretz Yisrael. So which one is it? So he says, skip the first word in the line is Divrei HaKol L'Kol. Vanira b'Hani Tanoim d'Pliga b'Raisa. Savi decried the Shlomo, the Mavi Abraisa, Eno El Chavin, Levin, Kenegi Yushalayim. Maybe that whole Gemara is not about facing, it's just about thinking in your heart. I'm either standing in front of the Beis HaMikdash or in front of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's only then in the Lev. Adam Tali Rak Malev, of a pun of Yochel Amod Bezit Sacha Yirtsa. But a non-Kaimelim Kisov prizes who Nimta Omed Mizrach Machzipon of Dafka Lamarev. But you see, most of the Gemara just says that first Gemara just says, you know, it's a din in your leif. But the end of the Gemara that we didn't do, Haya Omed Achare Beisa Apor Zira Azmakil Nimta Omed Mizrach Machzipon of Lamarev. The Marav Machzipon of Lamizrach. So the end of the Braisa of that Gemara and that Lamed is saying, no, it's maybe all those other shittas held is only then, you know, how you what you're thinking in your head. But that the end of the Gemara, that sheet in the end of the Gemara is holding, that's the way your body is. Oh. So he says, Bava Basra says, that it's also dead in the body. And now he quotes the Tosefta. You see the first word in the line on page 13, the left top, the first word in the line is B'Shulchan Aruch Shal. O Tani B'Tosefta Megillah, Peri Gimel, Chazan HaKnesses, They're all facing the Kodesh, the Aron. Shenema v'tikrael ha'ida Pesach ol moed. The man who said the mitzvah l'kboa heichel b'mizrach, today she p'nei ha'am b'shashem spalim b'mizrach, klapi Aron Kodesh. So that's, so in other words, there is this tosefta, that there's an Indian that you face the Aron Kodesh. And the Tosefta also, as Rav Shechter pointed out, the Tosefta also, he doesn't bring it here, but says that the opening of the shul is on the other side, on the Ma'arif. So if the Aron is in the Mizrach, and the Aron Kodesh is there, so you got everything. You got everything. But he says, so what do you do now? But the Gemara Bava Basra says that you can face other ways. Bava Basra speaks about either facing the Dorom, the Tzafon, or the Ma'arif. And it doesn't even mention anything about facing Mizrach. And Rashi says the eager part of the Ma'arif, Klapei Shechina. That, in other words, you should face the Ma'arif, and then you can be tzadid to the other places. The Smag says the opposite, that you face the Dorom or the Tzofon, and then you want to get in Shechina b'Ma'arif, so then you tilt your head to the Ma'arif. But we hold you should face the Mizrach. We don't follow that Gemara Shechina b'Ma'arif, and we just face the Ma'arif wherever you want. We hold you face Eretz Yisrael. So he says, so he's saying it's a machlok is a machaber ramor. Well, how does he learn? The magos ramor because of Misha Rotsa Lakayim, Hushita Smag. So now the Ramah is saying at the end, Misha Rotsa Lakayim, the Gat Gemara. So the Ramah, the Tzid is saying, he's following the Smag. That Rotsa Lahashir, he's facing the Tzofa and the Dorum. And then he'll tilt his head a little bit to the Mizrach. But the Iker is not the Mizrach. That's how the Ramah learns. That's the Smag. But he says the Beis Yosef, he sigal Maria Abuhav. Vehevi perish Rashi lehepech. Because the Beis Yosef, he says that Rashi is different. That Rashi says that you face Eretz Yisrael, the Mizrach, and then you could tilt to the Dorum. Even though, he's claiming that the Beis Yosef himself, even though the Shulchan Aruch, we thought the Mechaber is also saying like the Smag, but he's saying in the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Smag, and then he says, Mihu, he quotes the Maria Buhav. So it's in the Yom HaZipar and Mitzar HaMizrach. Uladarim Kedamrinan. Mitzar this new Depesh Yisrael and Tzofon Uladarim. Yishlo HaTos Panav Kedar Eretz Yisrael. But that is saying, but Rashi is Mashanat, that you face Eretz Yisrael and then you Mitzar the Tzadudi for the others. So he says it's a machlokes. Should we pass him like Rashi, or should we pass him like? But this is when you have a contradiction, whether you're going to face Eretz Yisrael or you're going to face the other places. So Rashi sheet is the main thing is Eretz Yisrael, and then you tilt your head to the other places for Ashiras or for Shechina or for whatever. And the Smag says, no, the Iker, like the Ramah, the Iker is that you face not Eretz Yisrael. The Iker is you face your body is to wherever you want, to the Sof of the Dorum, and then you'll face your head to Eretz Yisrael, but the Iker is not Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so then he says like this, Me'at, the last paragraph. In other words, the din of Shulchan Aruch is you should try to shtim everything. In other words, as Rosh Hashanah pointed out, the opening is in the back. You go to the front. The front is Mizrach, and that's Eretz Yisrael, and that's how. So you have everything. You have the Aron, you have Eretz Yisrael, you got everything. That's how really you're supposed to. But as we know, not everything is always practical to do that. So therefore, so he says this, the whole machlok is what you should do is probably in the machlok is Rashi and the Smak. Shehu machlok is a mechab b'ramah. I mean the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. Im Yosef tov sheyu pano klape heichel. So he's saying that because Heichel is also a thing. He's from the Tosefta. Heichel is also a thing. Just like, in other words, you have all these other areas that there's Eretz Yisrael, that's one thing. So according to Ramah, Eretz Yisrael is not the Iker. The Iker is facing either the Shechina or the Dorum or the Aron. Because that's... So you want to get in Eretz Yisrael. So you, if the Aron is not in the Mizrach, you could nod your head a little bit in the other direction. But if you hold that Eretz Yisrael is the Iker, so then your body is in Eretz is facing Eretz Yisrael, and then your head is mitzadeh to the Heichel, the opposite of the Ramah. And it's a pshitas. So again, I don't think that Netziv necessarily had the Knesset Hagdolah. So he thought that the Magen Avraham was saying that you forget about the Aron and you yispal to Mizrach. So that's why he says Mufukani b'kavaras a Magen Avraham. He says, "Musukani, v'das ha'mogen Avram." What the mogen Avram meant? Imi shum shadaitu noto l'das mechaber. So the mechaber meaning Rashi that you should face Eretz Yisrael. But if you look in this Knesset Gedolah, he clearly didn't mean that. V'haki mashma b'sifkan hey. I mean, with lo karamah or efshu sfir l'mogen Avram. V'zal over gam ramah mo de yosef tov shol yer part of Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Shlomo, etc. Now the time to Sefta, the Bein Shei Pnei Atzim, Beklapi Heichel, Bishum Shenema, Vatikol Ha'eda, Eda Ela, the Kana Manu, the Bishosha, Mabidim Heichel, Tzarek Lamido, Beofen Shei Pnei Mispal, Chlech Heichel. Lom Kvar Nikma Bedorim, Yevshel Hatos Haponim, Bitzar HaMizrach, Bitzar Heichel, El Hepech, Yehaponim, the Mizrach, Bitzar HaKlapi Oren, if you hold the other way. So he said, why are we knowing the opposite of the Magen Avraham that we face the Heichel? So I hold that's not what the Magen Avraham meant. I hold it's a misreading of the Magen Avraham. Because if you look in the source of the Magen Avraham, he doesn't say, he just says mitzadeid. He doesn't say that you face Eretz Yisrael, you forget the order. He just says mitzadeid Eretz Yisrael. So I think the Magen Avraham really didn't say what people think he said. So therefore he says, but the minig is to face the Aron, and if anything you want, you can be mitzadeid Eretz Yisrael, and that's the minig of the Ramah, And that's, so therefore he says, and he says it could be the minhag was a mistake. He says, but the Yichol Mitzvah Aflo Tzan Mizrach. He said, Sagi Be'emes Yishmokum L'Hachshu, yeah. Because he's saying like this. Yeah, look on page 14. Tavufi Anira Hum Rasha Haman Mugilum Mitzvah Tzan Heichol. Ve'enem Yodim L'Chavin Es Aruchos. L'Hachshav Ki שאני בבייס, נזר זה משארי בת הכנסיו של בהיכל, ושאין כאן שההיכל קבוע בצד אחר, והמון רבה עושים כפי ההרגל, להיות פניהם כלפי היכל. So it's really, פניהם כלפי היכל, maybe it's only if the היכל is in the מזרח. But it became that they did that. But maybe that's really what they should do. In other words, it could be that the whole minhag was betos, but I think it's not betos because I hold the Magen Avraham really never said what do you think, because the Magen Avraham misses those words, and it's not like he left it out on purpose. It's just he was writing, you know, very, as he said, he was writing very, someone said, very concisely. So he didn't write that you it's only the panim can get there itself, but still you're facing. And then he says, now he says, now he wants to make a comment that maybe the Gabayim did it purposely, that you face the Aron. Does that push the Mehechel Bedorum? Because if the Hechel is a Dorum, if people facing the Dorum, so those seats are going to be more expensive. He can charge people more. Call a carve lemishkan hatayra hareza chashuv kibom shas haheichal omed b'mizrach. Call a chashuv yoser who carve el aron. Call a v'yoker kachu b'shas shaaron omed b'darim shum hachim in higu agabayim l'spel and tzadarim kedei sheyu hachashuvim shpreis knesset p'neim klapei hakosel v'lo omdim b'mizrach shem pshute hamon, because the darim was where the aron was. So therefore, all the chashuvim was standing there, but not where the mizrach was. That wasn't the. That was where the pshutim were. Aminig b'emesheh b'tos lo pi more of lo b'di'evad achrei shekvar nogu einim chos. Yeah, but he says l'chatchila. Of course, you should, but you know, it's not always practical. But there's another nekuda that I want to show you on this whole topic that Rav Harfinis points out. Of Harfinis points out in his sefer, and I want to hear what you think about this. This is a new idea. I called him up once to find, because he doesn't write who said it. Chacham Echad, page 19, bottom left. Ofen Hapniya v'America, Kol Arzos Habris for Canada. So where should you face in America? Chacham Echad Rotzel L'Chadish. The Barzos America, Beis HaTzorach Yishlom Rosh Ein Tzorach L'Daktik L'Sval Akiv in Eretz Yisrael. Oh. Why? Be'echa She'anu Mitzad Acher Shal Kador Ha'olam. Maybe the whole idea of facing Eretz Yisrael is only from the same side of the globe as Eretz Yisrael. So then you face Eretz Yisrael. But if you're on the other side, what does it mean face Eretz Yisrael? Maybe that whole Gemara facing Eretz Yisrael is, if, in other words, we don't say face Eretz Yisrael on the other side, and it's not shy to speak about facing Eretz Yisrael if you're on the other side of the globe. Maybe all poskim shana dorim imarav Eretz Yisrael yeshu spalot tzad ha-mizrach shei mayim ratzos ha-marav ba-Africa. They're talking about people in Europe, Africa. That's what it's talking about. Shei mayim ratzos ha-marav ba-Africa v'ratzos Europa she'enim ruchah kol kach me'Eretz Yisrael. Oh, so then it's shaykh to speak. I'm facing Eretz Yisrael because I'm right there. But if I'm on the other side of the globe, maybe the whole thing. Yes, that. So he argues. So Rav Harfin, so I called up Rav Harfin and said, "Well, tell me the background, the backdrop of the story." So he said it was a place in the mountains. I don't know exactly where he told me, but I forget. And they built a shul, and Aaron was not in the Mizrach, and the people were half kindness. So then they went to Rav Yecheskel Roth Zatzal to ask him his opinion, and he said this svar. Mm-hmm. That's what he told me. I guess he didn't want to print it in the safer. But to tell you the truth, I like this svar.
At the priest in New York, if it's a little bit north, because that the way you go on a plane wouldn't be a straight line. You would go up a little bit and then.
Yeah. Right, but I don't know. You have to face the whole plane route. I don't know.
On my mind, one is like, what is it called? A rump up or something like that, and the other is a great circle. I think there's different approaches in the approach, right? Whether you face whatever the great biggest, whether the great circle that's going to lead to where you're going, which is the Eretz Yisrael, as you're thinking of it, where it went to rumble, where it is. More
southeast. Yeah. Okay. You go this way. You go east. Yeah. That would be considered. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it really has to do with planes.
Yeah, but that's the direction you would go. You know? If you want to go that's forget about planes. You want to go that's how would you go? That's the way you go.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is a new svar. So the svar is very excited to see this svar, because that's another thing to put into the mix. But I don't think it means this. I see sometimes in shuls. I don't think it means that if you're in this part of the shul, so you should face this way because that's where the aron is. I think it means to face the aron means the ruach that the Aaron was. You understand? I don't think because some people, someone once told me that they face this, so that Mr. Standing, they think they got everything there because they're facing. But no, because if you hold your face to Aaron, it doesn't mean you face the Aaron, you face the direction of the Aaron, not to associate to tilt their way. So the different sheetahs on this, but there's but Rav Dov Feinstein said to me, he thought the Minig always, and if, you know, and others have said this, others, you know, have different sheetahs about this matter, you know, like this, the old base medrash that was, that you should know, I think Professor President Joel, one of the reasons I think he was behind building the new building was he very much bothered him in the old base medrash that everyone was facing different directions. You could take a whole 90 degrees of where the people were facing. In other words, from it was a whole 90 degrees of where different people were facing. But he said Rav Henkin didn't hold from what Rav Yecheskel Roth said on page 21, two very easy in the bottom right. Even though you're on the other side of the.
Because, Rabbi, why should it make a difference on what side of the globe you're on? You clap by Mizrach. So, why should it make
it? Mizrach, because it's nicker that you're in facing Eretz Yisrael. So,
assume that it goes based on the dateline or whatever. You want to find the line, like, why should the line for it so just be the Atlantic Ocean more than like the big line? you know, why is one star better than another?
So what about the date line?
I mean, where do you daven? Which way do you daven if you're in Japan? Daven east or west? If you're in China or Japan, daven west, right?
I agree that Kador was because they could be the direction. I think he's saying that it's not accurate anyway because of the way that the earth is shaped. That even if you're facing what we call east, you're not really facing here to show.
I don't know if you're saying that. He's just saying that it's not shocking to speak about, like, if you're not within the same Mokum, I can face the, you know, with some within the, but from the other side of something. It's not like you're supposed to draw a line to get to Israel. Face Israel because Israel is in front of you. You're in Europe, so it's very, you know, or whatever you're in. So he said this.
Rabbi, there's a shul here in Borough Park where the Aron is in the Safon. And then
Aron's where?
Is in the Safon in the north.
In the north, yeah.
And I once asked...
There must be a lot of rich people in that shul.
Yeah, so I asked one of the Balabatim davened there for a very long time. He's an Orbelander. And he said the minig in Orbeland was to daven Safon. And that's the shul is an Orbelander shul.
Yeah, and what was the reason why in Obama they daven Safon?
Oh, he didn't explain why, but he explained that the minig was to daven Safon. I was wondering, when I go in there, I said, it's wrong. No, this was the minig Oberland to daven
Safon. And Oberland, and if you would look, they were in Oberland, they wanted to fish Eretz Israel. Which direction would that be?
Say Mizrach, it's Europe.
Europe, right.
What? Maybe it is Safon. Or maybe no.
I don't know. You're the man who knows the globe, right?
Hungary is sort of like, the Eretz Israel is what, south, you know, south east of Hungary.
Uh-huh. Okay, Ramosai, so this is the Indian. There's a sham. We thank everyone for coming tonight. We're the Shama of Mr. Joseph Miller. That was Yosef. Ben Aaron Shmuel, the Shama should have an Aliyah. Family should have the zchus of having such a father and grandfather, and continue in his ways. Bez Hashem, Baruch Yom Tov.
Is there an opinion when during Birkas Kohanim, same thing like
let's say, how do you okay, there'll be a minute for Mincha after Marv now. 2 minutes, we'll have Marv. Hey, Marv.
Oh, yeah, I know.